music in the air. In the head.
My head.
I really do believe, there must be heaven somewhere. I really do.
Steele.
Y'all get it for Lawrence Steele, y'all. Yes, indeed. It's always a wonderful thing when young people from the neighborhood is doing good, y'all. Yes, indeed. From the town. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the day, at Fred's place and places like that, we were doing some blues, you know, like Sweet Little Angel, 3 a.m. blues. If trouble was money, I would be a millionaire. All those good old songs back in the day. We're just going to do a little brief. We got a few minutes here. Just a little quick blues for y'all. Call it Trouble Was Money. I'd be a millionaire, just a little bit of it. Trouble with money, I do believe I'd be a millionaire. I didn't know I would have so many. My mama used to tell me, son, there's gonna be days like this. I want you to be a winner. Thank you. If trouble was money, I do believe I'd be a millionaire. Yes, indeed. Let's rock this thing on out one more time. Come on, LaRonda. LaRonda and I had the honor of performing at the Candlelight Cafe back in the days. How many people went to the Candlelight back in the day? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when we start this song, I want everybody that ever went to the Candlelight to stand up and shake it like this one time.
Oh.
When we hit it, the Candlelight folks stand up and drop it.
That's like none that. Of us. That's the babies that were made from the Candlelight.
Yes, indeed.
They could do it that, yeah.
You rock my soul. Good in the hood. Good in the hood. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. And wave from side to side. Come on. Is there a party going on? All the ladies in the house, put your hands in there and wave from side to side. Day. So the dancers just won't hide.
Look out, Boogie Cat.
So the dance is just for high. Mr. Ray Dale Clay. Anybody remember Ray Dale Clay in the hood, y'all? He used to do the song all the time. Anybody here family with Mr. Willie Owens? For Willie Owens and his family, y'all. Yes, indeed. Back in the Monarchs in the Majestic days. Hey, fellas. Check it out. I'm gonna add a little sex machine. So the dancers just won't hide. But cha-cha Adi. Candlelight days, y'all.
Yes. To make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number, and I know you got mine. You know that I called you, baby. You said I called too many times. Why don't you call me or text me something, just give me turning. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Oh, yeah. You know that I don't want to leave you lonely, babe, but you got to make me change my mind. Make me change my mind, baby. Make me change it. Tracy Chapman for you.
What's up, Rebo? LaRonda Steele, y'all. Give it up for her. By the way, Brian Foxworth from Pleasure, y'all. Give it up for Brian Foxworth from Pleasure, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, every time I come to Good in the Hood, it's always a blessing that another year's rolled around. But in that year, we have a lot of folks that's not here. So to all the folks that's dealing with any sorrow, any sickness, or any illness, I know y'all gonna be bumping and jumping in a little while and just doing your thing out here. I just wanna leave you with this from my heart. As we go, we are the Norman Sylvester Band. Can you get a band a hand? Give the band a hand. Jeff Otto on keys. The sensational LaRonda Steele. Peter Moss on the saxophone. Rob Shoemaker on that bass. Been with me for 33 years. And from the Pleasure Organization with a new CD out, Brian Foxworth. As we leave, we'd like to thank you for honoring us to be here for the 27th year. I was on the original committee that started this festival. I booked the music for 11 years out of Holy Redeemer, y'all. Along with a great committee, Paul Knowles was on that committee. He did the parade. Give it up for the mayor of Albany, y'all. Yeah. Mr. Tom Kelly just walked by. We got Jackie Walker here today. Yes, indeed. Jackie's over there somewhere from the original committee, y'all. Yes, indeed. Give her a hand right there. She moved back to Portland. As I leave, I just want you to know I'm thankful for every sunrise and every sunset. Has always been that way. And I like to see a butterfly in my backyard. I appreciate that. In the busy lives that we have, take time to kick back in your yard and kick back with your family. Hug them tight. Hold them right. Share your wisdom. Share your history. Because we're all in this thing together, y'all. If you want peace in the world, you want equality. Put your hand in there. If you want peace in the world, you want equality for all. Martin Luther King's dream said we all live together. Judge us not by the color of our skin, but by our character and our merit. You got to do it every day, y'all. We're in a tough time right now, and it's going to take us working together, as family and community, to get there. So we got to do something for the body. Every once in a while, and drop it back and drop it hard. Every chance you get. But if you drop it, be sure you can pick it up. All right? Don't drop it and stay down there.
That's right.
And count. Don't have to count to 10. Jump right back up. But we also have to do something for the soul. And as a community together coming in 2020, I want everybody in the park to put their hands up here for God's grace, y'all. Come on, put your hands up here. This is the 27th year, but it's by a higher power than us, y'all, that we're here. I just want to tell you, LaRonda, people get ready. Lauren, come on up and help us sing this song, darling, if you love it. Little people get ready. Maybe you want to come up and help us, Lauren? Yeah.
So rest in peace, Michael Booker.
Very much. We thank you.
Hey.
LaRonda Steele and lovely Lauren, y'all. And you might ask, don't ask the politicians why. Ask yourself why. You know why? Because folks are not believing in things right now. They got nothing to believe in. I remember coming up on 9th and going up here is where my parents' home is still sitting up on that corner. But I thought my mom and pops could see me no matter where I went. So I carried myself accordingly. I wanted to be in their eyes, always a success, always doing good. And no one's perfect. I understand that, no one's perfect. But you gotta believe that you ain't in charge of nothing. and release your soul to that.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. I believe.
Y'all sing that with us. You good in the hood.
That was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Norman Sylvester.
Put your hands together one more time for Mr. Norman Sylvester.
All right. A true, true Portland gem. Norman Sylvester, for those that know, inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame, Cascade Blues Association Muddy Water Award back in 2015, 2017, and 2018. In 2017, we received the George Peck Award for dedication to blues and community service. He took us down memory lane for a little bit and reminded us that he was actually part of the original committee members that established Good in the Hood. Again, this is in our 27th year, so, you know, amazing event, and so glad that we still have this thing going on, supported by the city, supported by the community. During the performance, we had a visit from one of the members of National Association for Black Veterans, Inc. They are an association that connects veterans with resources, not just black veterans, but all veterans. Some of those resources including housing and homeless prevention, food, clothing, and related source development, employment resources, youth mentorship, and support. So I want to thank that associate from the National Association of Black Veterans for stopping by. Up next, we do have the PDX Steppers. They're going to come up and do a number, and then the moment everyone has been waiting for at 5:45. No, anticipating we stay on schedule, we have Angela Winbush coming through and is going to blow the roof off everything. So this is DJ Ambush. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Please stay tuned in for more excellent programming on KBOO for the rest of today and then the rest of your week.
219 and 248. That is at the Project booth, which is located in the fourth row of the fourth table of the last row. All right, one more thing.
Thank you, and welcome to KBOO 90.7. We're back in the hood at Good in the Hood. It's the 27th annual one, and we've got a lady here that I'm just meeting for the first time. What's your name, ma'am?
Kirsten.
Kirsten, and what did you want to talk about?
Volunteering here at Good in the Hood.
All right. Well,
one more thing.
Good in the Hood has been going for 27 years. This is your first one here?
No, not at all.
Okay. What would you like to do?
I've been doing security here and greeting people coming through the door.
Are you interested in joining up with KBOO Radio?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing here, and it's a lot of fun. It's kind of alternative radio for the community. And we come out here and we do these kind of things. Cathedral Park Jazz is coming up. Have you ever been to that one?
No, that sounds nice.
That sounds nice. That's the longest free jazz festival on the West Coast.
Nice.
Yeah. So what do you think of all of it so far?
It's wonderful. I love seeing the community come together and have fun and positivity, learning from all the vendors.
Yeah, it's a great day. We're having lots of folks out here. There's a booth just about of every kind, color, and content out here. There's a beer garden where you can sit and shade and drink. And I think if anybody fancies themselves a dancer, they ought to get out here. Don't you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a great big old place to dance.
Talking to you. You, clap your hands. Yes.
So here, all the volunteers have been assigned to help set up the booths and help organize them with the vendors.
Yeah.
Help with the food.
The volunteers.
Yeah, clean. Yeah, we've been cleaning up and doing security, making sure it stays safe here.
The volunteers are the backbone of all of these events. If it wasn't for the volunteers, most of the time, it would never, ever happen. And everybody at all of these kind of events are volunteers. The Cathedral Park, Jazz Festival. What brings you to volunteer? Do you have a particular plan in mind?
Well, not exactly. I just wanted to be a part of my community. I've lived in Portland all my life.
Have you?
I always love Good in the Hood, and it's always really nice to participate.
It is. It is. It is. Did you enjoy Norman's show?
Yes, I did.
Norman's been a long part of this for a long, long time. His lovely wife was out there dancing and showing everybody her stuff, too. All right. And LaRonda, are you familiar with LaRonda?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I love it, though.
She's a singer. She was the lady that was singing out there.
Oh,
and, clap it up for him.
If you were here when they were singing, if everybody knows it and remembers, second they were talking place, about the Candlelight place. Club. And that was a place? Really neat place. We used to all see Norman.
They got nice little trophies.
Jump and jive at that place.
Second place. Come over here, bro.
Nice.
Yep, right over there.
All right. Well,
second place goes to H&H.
They're giving
barbecue.
Out raffles today, right now. That's what's going on right now, I see. We're in a break between musical programs.
And all right. Okay, I'm going to keep that talking.
We can all enjoy the view. Hughes may be appealing. They saturate the truth.
live. We're back from the show stage here. And I'm with Lakeitha Elliott, who's going to spend a minute and talk to us about the Hillblock Project. Lakeitha, what can you tell us and what do the listeners know about this?
Okay, so the project is focused on the property at North Williams and Russell Street. It's an empty lot currently owned by Legacy. And through some community processes, Legacy, Prosper Portland, the City of Portland have agreed to partner together to make that property and give it to the community to develop something there. And so what we're doing right now is doing a community engagement process to talk to the community about what they want to see on that lot, what type of activities, what type of buildings. We're doing an analysis of what's happening around that space so that we can look really deeply at what's happening there and what might be needed.
So what are some of the suggestions from the community for what should, you know, be the best purpose for that property?
So we've only done about 3 engagement events so far. Right now what I've heard a lot of is spaces for education that people are looking, especially early childhood opportunities, so possibly a school. People are talking about small business development and so opportunities for businesses both to be on the site but possibly to develop business, so a one-stop shop for people who are interested in starting businesses to be able to come and get access to those kinds of services. Those are the biggest things that we heard around, just general gathering spaces. There aren't a lot of gathering spaces for the community.
So if folks in the community, in the neighborhood, want to get involved and learn more, if they don't know too much about the Hillblock Project, what's the best way for them to do that? Is there a website or another way that they can find out more?
There is a website, and so the website can be found on prosperportland.us and then /Hillblock. And there's lots of information. The project working group is made up of 20-plus community members, mostly from the African-American community, who will guide the process and make the final decisions around who owns it in the community, what that ownership looks like, and that kind of thing.
Will there be other opportunities for volunteers to contribute to, say, subcommittees and that kind of thing? Well, you know, what folks, you know, might have an opportunity to join, and what skills would the group be looking for?
Right. So on the full committee, there won't necessarily be opportunities. The committee who has been selected were vetted through a process. They represent many of our organizations. There are a couple of community at large positions, but there will be opportunities to engage once we get closer to one to come and give your feedback. We'll have some online surveys to ask, you know, really ask them deeply what we want. And after we get to some of the design charrette opportunities, we would be happy to look for people who, you know, have backgrounds in architecture and design development. We'll also be wanting to have some deep conversations with people who have, you know, the training in construction, those kind of things, to think about who are the people and organizations who might build the space. Like, we really want this to be community-oriented and community-led.
Super. Lakeitha, we'll be going back to some music in a minute, but before we do, would you repeat that website again, and any last comments that you think it's important to share with the listeners? We'd love to hear them.
Okay. So the website is prosperportland.us/Hillblock. And I think it's important to know that this process is really being led deeply by the community, by community members, people who have lived here, people who have deep connections and who really want this to be something that kind of restores the legacy of that space. That space was traditionally quite a lot of Black-owned businesses, real sense of deep sense of community. Personally, my family was displaced by the project, and more recently found out that my great aunt and uncle actually owned dry cleaners on the spot, and so there's some deep connection there. And so really wanting to do something that's going to, one, honor our ancestors who put in a lot of work there, but also create a legacy for our young people.
It's a wonderful project, and thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and share this with the listeners. Lakeitha, it's very nice to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rock your favorite brands and reach for the sky. Play the game, just do it and don't ask why. Fame is in your future if you look fly. Don't hate the player nor the game, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Up the stars and laying back low, and then we sensing under the dark. Got the rain from Saturday. can find us on Facebook, PDX Steppers for Health. It is free. 6:30 at Emmanuel Hospital Courtyard Conference Room. If you come, we can tell you about the other stepping groups in town. And just one more hand for Roshan, John, Rachel, Jerry, Shara, Joseph, Zeno, Tammy, and Ricky, and Dee Dee. Thank you so much. Oh, Zeno said we need more men. Yeah, that's an understatement. We need more men. We'll teach you how to dance, guys. Thank you.
Put your hands together one more time for the PDX Steppers. I just need everybody to look around the park real quick. This is how it's looking at King School, Portland, Oregon, Northeast Portland. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We got to do this more often. But more important than that, man, we need to have financial literacy. We need to understand money, understand credit, so we can come and buy the block back. We got to understand credit is more valuable than dollars. Land you can pass on. So let's make sure that we get educated financially and come and buy the block back. Just say the same way the block got bought from us. Price, let's play a couple cuts. When the next time you see me, Miss Angela Wilbur's is coming. You want me to sing? All right. Lately, I hurt my back. I sing so bad, my back hurt. One second.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you guys for staying with us today.
All right.
KBOO Portland. So another beautiful day.
Another beautiful day in North Portland. Anybody who's interested should come on out here. Anybody who's listening right now should stay tuned, because we just finished with the Norman Sylvester set, and he's working his way over here for an interview. Okay. We're going to be talking to him soon. And the next group coming up is Angela Winbush. Okay. And she's a really great act. You guys ought to get yourselves out here. Yeah. If you haven't been here, the sun's coming out. There's booths all over the place. People are dancing.
Yeah, it's just a great time.
It is.
Now.
It's all. It's really a good thing. Uh-huh. And there's books. There are booths all over the place with food, good food,
yeah,
good drinks, people dancing. It's a really good time.
Perfect weather, I would say.
And the colors out here are amazing.
Bright
the women,
colors.
Women in their pretty summer outfits and stuff. And we just saw a bunch of dancers doing their thing out there. Yeah. If you guys haven't been here, here comes Norman. Here comes Norman.
All right. So here we are at the 27th annual Good in the Hood. And right now you are listening, of course, to Cable Special Live Broadcast of the 27th annual Good in the Hood. And we all know this event is a three-day celebration.
Yeah.
We are live at King School Park. All righty. So up next, who's coming up right now?
Well,
so 6 p.m. Okay, so we still have Norman Sylvester Band.
We want to welcome.
Hello.
Norman Sylvester.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
KBOO in the house, huh? KBOO. Yeah, baby.
All right. So tell everybody about your association with the... with the festival?
Well, I was on the original Good in the Hood committee in 1991 at Holy Redeemer School.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was during the time when they were having a lot of negative press in the North,
right.
Northeast Portland.
Right,
and
right.
And they came up with this festival, Sister Jane Hibbert over at Holy Redeemer, about it's good to come to the hood. So Good in the Hood.
All right.
That's how we got that name. And it was just to bring people from over the river up and other areas to Portland and see that it's okay to be here.
The outlying areas.
And we did a multicultural thing. We did everything from African dance to didgeridoo. We did Hispanic dancing. We did everything. Jazz, blues, reggae. Okay.
Have you done every one of them? All 27 of them?
I missed two.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. And I actually I booked this for 11 years. I booked the whole show for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
So I did, Paul Knowles was in charge of the parade. And we had a lot of Adriana Carr, Kenny Carr, the ex-trailblazer.
Yeah, I know who he is.
His wife was in marketing. She did the marketing. So we had strong people in a lot of positions. So it was a committee, and it worked like clockwork, man. And these, the current committee is still rocking it.
You're right.
You know, 27 years, come
on.
Yeah. But the main thing is it's in the hood. It's right here.
It's right here. In the middle of everything.
You don't have to. Yeah. You can walk here if you want to, you know.
Exactly. And bus 72 comes right here
That's
in front of it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, it's great.
But let me say this, though, man. I just finished the Inner City Blues Festival, that Hill and the Healthcare Blues.
Yeah.
And Cable has been there with us for eight years. And I'm here, and here you are here. So this community radio cable is just a wonderful thing. And God bless you guys for it. I know it's a lot of volunteership and stuff like that. But
it wouldn't happen without all the volunteers.
I know. And just know it's appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you. Are you going to do Cathedral Park this year?
No. They rolled me out. I'm in Gresham that night doing the Gresham Arts Festival.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm at the Waterfront Blues on July 6th at
5
o'clock.
We'll be there.
And then
we'll be everywhere.
And I'm doing the Rock the Boat cruise that night on the Spirit of Portland with Cold Blood.
All right.
So I'll be on that cruise. Yes.
So I was just—I heard you say you'd been going back home for a while. What did you do back there?
I hadn't been home for 34 years, so I went back on a history quest for my kids and my grandkids to go back to the old homestead where I was born.
Yeah.
I went to where the church I got baptized in when I was seven. I went to a service there, and you know, went to the, of course, the family cemetery to document dates.
Right.
And we drove out of Monroe,
Louisiana.
Baton Rouge for 2 days, then on to New Orleans, and so we celebrated my wife's birthday and Mother's Day in New Orleans.
That's really cool.
So while I was there, I got a chance to play two times at B.B. King's Club in New Orleans.
What was that like? Tell us about that.
Oh, man, that was like, I died and went to heaven.
All right.
Well, see, I opened for B.B. King in 1987.
I know you did.
At the Arlene Schnitzel Hall.
And I was there.
And,
dude,
I was there.
I got a dollar bill at home that he signed that says, to Norman, my birthday mate.
Oh,
and his original signature, man.
Oh, wow.